Anything that's triggering me or anything that is creating an emotional charge in me is where I know I need to work. Because our ideal state of being is in a place of neutrality with everything in our lives.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch Podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world. Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch Podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, and I am so excited to share with you this episode. It's a bit different than the rest of the episodes, but I'm so excited for you to truly get a glimpse of what it's like to work with me. Okay, now let's get on with the podcast episode.
Okay. So I've been really tired since coming back from my 5 days away, and I'm going into a 24-hour ceremony tomorrow night. Which is like the final wrap up of this incredible spiritual healing extravaganza that I've been on with my husband. It's been amazing and super enlightening. And obviously I'll be sharing more about that in the places. I haven't even like shared about it because I'm just like still integrating it and haven't actually like had the ability to put to words and share like what the experience has been. But I'm sure I'll do that next week. I'll probably go back to my regular sauna sessions of sharing in the Wealth Witch channel, which by the way, if you're not in there, you should definitely check out the Wealth Witch channel on the Telegram app. It's a place that is kind of just like all the real raw me, lots of the like behind the scenes stuff, memes. Definitely the place where you can know all the up to the minute things that are happening in the Leah Steele brand, the offers that are out, what's getting ready to launch, all of that. But one of the things that I'm doing in there that's really exciting is if you join the Wealth Witch channel, I'm really wanting to get that to 555 people. One of those 555 people is going to win access to the Wealth Alchemy Mastermind, which is my paid Telegram mastermind. If you've been wanting to work with me and have been kind of like trying to figure out what the best way is to initiate that or do that for the first time, this is a really great way to come into the community and start working with me. Or if you're a veteran of working with me, you know, there's lots of people that have been working with me for years and years that are in this mastermind because it's literally weekly exclusive content. Consciousness, it's like a daily wealth consciousness drip is what it's really intended to be. So, you know, I say that it's really important to stay committed to doing the wealth work every single day. Like this is a no-brainer way to just have your place to go check in to get access to the daily wealth work. Okay, so one of the things that I wanted to talk about was when it comes to doing daily wealth consciousness work, or when it comes to, like, it's very important that you commit to a daily process. You hear me say it all the time, you are the most powerful creator in your reality. But you're not the most powerful creator in your reality by sitting on your ass eating bonbons and watching Netflix all day. Like, that's not how it works. Like, we have to actively be stimulating the mind. We have to actively be stimulating our imagination. We have to actively be stimulating our neurotransmitters. Like, creation work requires focus and it requires discipline. And so that's why the Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is so good. It does require discipline. It does require showing up for yourself. And it's important to prioritize it in your life. And so a question was asked of me today, like, if you're going through something else and you've got something heavy that you're dealing with in your life, like, do you just focus on that and get through that first? Or do you still do wealth consciousness work? And the answer from me is always, You always do wealth consciousness work. It doesn't matter what's happening in your life. It doesn't matter if the fucking wheels are falling off the bus. It doesn't matter if the house is on fire, right? You always do the wealth consciousness work. You always create the disciplined practice around that. Even if it's like, if the whole world is falling apart and you can only spend 10 or 15 minutes, you spend the 10 or 15 minutes minding your mind, getting your mind right, you know, dropping into your power as a creator, doing a mantra, listening to a little bit of a podcast, listening to a little bit of an audiobook. Like, creating discipline in your life when it comes to your wealth consciousness practice is going to change everything for you. For me, it's a non-negotiable. It just is. It's like, I am visiting, and I do that in lots of different ways, right? They're not the traditional ways probably that you would think of, but I'm spending time every single day connecting into source and reinforcing my belief in myself as the most powerful creator in my reality. And as a result of that, I am able to create and manifest money, wealth, abundance, prosperity, but it comes back to me and belief in myself and discipline and creating space and time for myself to tap in that way. So if you take nothing else away from this, it's how important a daily practice is. And, you know, from my perspective, I try to do everything I possibly can to make it easy for you guys to do that, right? Like, by having the Wealth Alchemy Mastermind. And if you can't, you know, if you're not feeling like you want to invest in the Wealth Alchemy Mastermind, it's like, okay, well, then at least join the Wealth Witch channel so that you've got something coming at you. You know what I mean? And then find the resources that work for you and use them every day. And don't make excuses. Don't allow life to get in the way of the commitments that you've made to yourself around expansion when it comes to creating abundance in your life. So that's one thing that I wanted to address and that I wanted to talk to you about. And I wanted to really impress upon you the importance of that and how important I feel that is. I literally created the Wealth Alchemy Mastermind for that purpose. Because what I was seeing is clients were coming into my programs, they were doing Ouroboros, they were, you know, doing Mastering Your Spiritual Money Game or whatever it was, and they were having like radical transformation and so much growth and so much expansion while they were in the program, and then they were doing the work. And then they would step outside of the program and they would go back to life and allow life to get in the way, and they stopped practicing the wealth consciousness work. And so as a result of that, you know, they wouldn't backslide to where they were, but they would sometimes plateau, or they would stop expanding, or they wouldn't hit their goals. They would be falling just short of their goals. It's because this requires work. If it was easy, everyone would be a freaking billionaire. And it's not. Like, it does require that we show up for ourselves. And so it's really important that you guys take that seriously. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about is, like, how do you know what you need to work on, right? Like, how do you know where you need to focus your mindset? How do you know, what journaling prompts you need to do, what you need to reflect on, what kind of wealth consciousness content you should be seeking out? And the thing I want to say to you is how I do it, and all I can do is share with you how I do it, right? It's like, anything that's triggering me or anything that is creating an emotional charge in me is where I know I need to work. Because our ideal state of being is in a place of neutrality with everything in our lives. So the goal is to get to a place of neutrality where we are not emotionally charged or triggered. And when I say emotionally charged, like, I want you to understand that I mean not only emotionally charged negatively, I also mean emotionally charged positively. If you are overly emotionally charged positively towards something, you are not operating from your highest and best viewpoint, because you're likely missing things. When we have positive projections onto people or onto things, overly positive, then our viewpoint is skewed. And so we make the most objective decisions from a place of neutrality. So everything in our life, we want to come to a place of neutrality. So when I'm looking at wealth consciousness work and, you know, what's next for me or what I need to be focusing on or where I need to be creating the mindset shifts or where I need to be shifting my internal landscape so that my external landscape can match it, I'm looking for the things that are triggering me. I'm looking for the things where I feel the energetic charge. And then I'm doing everything that I need to do to bring that charge or that trigger into a place of neutrality so that I am at ease and I am at peace with my decisions. And it's also so much easier to receive divine guidance and take the next right inspired action when we're in a place of neutrality. Because if we're in our mind, we're in the ego, and we're negotiating the positive or negative attributes of a thing, then we're not in a place where we can be fully aligned with source. And so when we bring that sort of monkey mind static bullshit into neutrality, into a place of neutrality, then we're open to be able to receive the clear divine guidance from source, God, source, universe, all that is. Then we're able to really objectively see, do I go left? Do I go right? Do I keep going forward? Do I need to back up a little bit and review some things? We have an objective viewpoint that is not tarnished by our perceptions or our projections. And so I see a lot of people doing this work that do it on the negative triggers and on the negative charges, right? And then they leave it at that and they don't look at the positive stuff. And then it ends up biting them in the ass because they're blinded by their positive perceptions and projections. And when our viewpoint is skewed, we can't see the forest through the trees. We can't see the giant pothole in the road that's coming up, you know, a mile down the road, so that we can swerve and miss it. That is what neutrality gives us. It gives us a wide vantage point. It gives us incredible foresight, and it gives us an ability to really, really strongly connect into God, source, universe, all that is, and receive that divine guidance. So for me, that's always what I'm looking for. And I always have a trigger around something. I always have a positive or a negative energetic charge around something. Like, I don't care who you are. You just do. But it's money. Like, it triggers us. We've been programmed and conditioned to have it trigger us. And it doesn't matter how much fucking work you've done. Like, there's going to be something that's setting you off. It might be that you feel like you're being taken advantage of by somebody. I mean, it's like first, it's like we don't have any money, so we're stuck in lack and scarcity mentality, and everyone's out to get us, and we never have enough, and we're not good enough. And, you know, we work through all of that shit, and then we're like, oh, yeah, we're finally free of that. Then we start making money, then we start having money, and then all of a sudden, like, now we're feeling resentful because we feel like people aren't appreciating us. We feel like people are taking advantage of us. We feel like people think that we're a walking ATM. Like, there's always something to look at, right? And so when I hear people say, like, oh, like, I'm good, I don't have anything, like, I don't, you know, my money shit's all in line, like, I'm good, I'm like, it's a fucking lie. Like, they're bypassing whatever it is that's showing up for them in their lives, because we've always got shit coming up. And I think a lot of people, once they start making money, they're like, oh, I don't have any negative thoughts or viewpoints around money. But they've got a whole slew of positive associations. And then guess what happens when they change their energetic vibration and their dynamics with money shift? What happens when they thought everything was all hunky-dory and they weren't doing the work, and as a result of that fell out of energetic alignment with the things that they were creating in their life, and then lose money? This is one of the things where you see coaches, especially in the online space, I see this all the time, do these roller coaster, like living these roller coaster lives, right? Like, oh, I just had a launch. I made $40,000. Oh, this month I only made $2,000. Like, they're going on this roller coaster, and it's because they've worked through the lack and scarcity mentality. They've broken down that stuff. They believe and know that they can make money. Like, they know that they're powerful creators. They know that they can manifest, but they're not paying attention to those positive triggers. They're not paying attention to those positive energetic charges that they're having around money. And as a result of that, they just keep on this roller coaster. And it really isn't until we start getting really clear with ourselves on our attachments to our material life perceptions and the positive things that money brings into our lives. It isn't until we really start looking at that and bringing that into a place of neutrality that we we actually can come into a state of like bliss, and we can come into a state of stability, and we can come into a state of security, because we don't have attachments. There's nothing that we're clinging on to, right? We're just like really fully, truly believe, some of us for the first time in our life, first life in our lives ever, that money is simply just an energy, and all we need to do to be in alignment and to magnetize it is to bring ourselves into alignment with that energy, right? That is true neutrality. And that requires work. It still requires work of me. I still have to look at stuff all the time. And, you know, as you dive deeper into the work, you start to look at the things that are more insidious, the things that are more hidden, the things that, you know, exist deep in your psyche. And so for me, like the spiritual growth and expansion that I do, that's always what it's about. This ceremony that I've been doing with my husband, it was like, yeah, we have a great relationship. We have an amazing life. We have an amazing family. But is there more? Is there more that we could have? Is there more that we could achieve? Is there more that we could feel? And then we definitely were like missing levels of intimacy that we both thought were available to us. And it was like, okay, well, now it's time to go down the rabbit hole. Now it's time to dig really, really deeply and look at the shit that we don't want to look at and unearth that stuff that is scary and that, you know, that I could have literally gone my whole entire life without looking at. And many, and I would say most people do. Right? It's the same thing with the wealth work. As you commit to yourself that you desire to grow and expand in that way, you achieve greater and greater results. And as you're achieving greater results and as you're expanding your consciousness, you have the ability to dive deeper into your psyche, to dive deeper into the parts of yourself that you've been hiding or that you've been pushing away or that you've been minimizing. Bring those things to the surface, shine light on them, and allow those to disintegrate so that you can step into the highest and greatest version of yourself. You know, it's not rocket science. It really just requires commitment and discipline and dedication and devotion and showing up for yourself and continuing to dig. Like, just continuing to dig. And when you think that you've come to the end, you dig some more. So that's my message for today. And that's really what I wanted to share with you all. So I know that this Wealth Ascension Protocol has been next level for those of you that have fully committed to it and have fully participated. And for those of you that have half-assed it, I would say to you, you only cheated yourself. Because some people have had some next level incredible results from this. And I really encourage you to join in with us on the 23rd and make the commitment to do the 30 days to yourself, make the commitment to show up for yourself and see what you can shift and what you can change. So yeah, that's really what I encourage you to do. Look, here's the thing. People are always asking me, what's a good morning routine? What should you do in the morning? What's the routine? The truth is that I do what works for me. What works for me doesn't work for you. We have to get to this place where we stop trying to carbon copy everyone around us, because that's not what it's about. We each have a unique energy signature. We are individual beings, and no two on this planet are alike. And so I can give you suggestions of things that I think that you should do, but you actually have to see what works for you. And my morning routine is always shifting and evolving and changing based upon where I'm at in my life and what's happening for me in my life. So, you know, it's just recently shifted again where I've started to incorporate Hapé in the morning, and I've gone back to daily card readings, which I haven't done for a long time, and I'm journaling, which is usually a staple, right? But I'm lighting incense, I'm lighting copal, and I'm talking to my ancestors. And like, my morning routine has really radically shifted in the last few weeks. So what I would say is really important is that you commit to a routine and try a routine out for a month, see which part of that worked, which part served you, do a really honest autopsy of what happened to you in the month and what worked and what didn't, and then shift it up. Keep the things that served, add in some other things until you find your perfect routine. But what I would say is make the commitment to the daily routine and don't make excuses about why you can't do it and don't break commitments to yourself. Show up for yourself each day in that daily routine, whether it's Saturday, whether it's Sunday, whether there's a fucking hurricane, whether, you know, whatever it is, like show up for yourself, keep that commitment to yourself, but make it individualized, make it about you, make it about what works for you. And, you know, if you're looking for what's the no-brainer way to get a daily dose of wealth consciousness work, fucking sign up for the $44 Wealth Alchemy Mastermind. I mean, that's a no-brainer to me. Like, if you're really curious and having a hard time and having difficulty prompting your mind about what you should be focusing on and questions to ask yourself, I'm handing it all to you there. So that's another place that I would suggest that you go. And like anything, you have to show up and look at the fucking content and read it and reflect on it. And you have to do the work. I'm doing my part, but you've got to meet me halfway energetically in that container, right? Like, you've got to show up to the Q&As. You've got to ask the questions that are coming up for you during the month. You've got to show up to the monthly group call. You've got to show up to the wealth clears. Like, you have to do your part energetically. This is a thing that I'm seeing across the board with humanity right now, is that right now, especially, and I think it has something to do with a lot of our sovereignty being stripped away and the manipulation and the power play of the powers that be right now. What I'm seeing is humans becoming lazier than ever. Like, it's like they want everything done for them. They want someone to tell them everything to do. Like, and I'm seeing it a lot, like in clients and in my programs, where it's just like people aren't willing to fully energetically back themselves and show up. Like, to put their energy fully in and say, yes, I'm here and I'm claiming these results. I'm claiming that I am here for this and this is what I am, you know, creating in my life. And I'm not accepting no as an answer. And like, because I'm there meeting you fully, you know, but I'm only half of the equation. Like, you've got to show up and meet me energetically or the transformation can't occur. So sometimes it occurs when you half-ass. Anyway, there you have it. Have an amazing rest of your day, morning, evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm gonna go chill out. I'm gonna go get myself well rested and rejuvenated for my ceremony extravaganza that's happening starting tomorrow. Can't wait to see you guys all on the other side of it. Definitely join the free Wealth Witch Telegram channel if you wanna hear more about the ceremony process, because I'll be sharing that probably starting next week. All right, that's it. That's all I have for you guys. Remember, it's your divine birthright to be wealthy in all areas of your life, and you're so worthy, and you're so deserving, and I love you all.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you are the most powerful creator in your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, signing off.